gosh, I feel more awake or something. I don't know. I feel just like this energy. I don't know if it's just, I just feel like more present for whatever
Yeah,
reason.
people will tell me they feel a little lighter, a little brighter, a little more aware, like you're saying.
Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Sean Block, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into those fun hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. Welcome back to Happy Brain. My name is Sean Block. Thank you so much for being here. We have a very unusual episode for you today. It's a very experiential, hands-on episode for me personally, as we do a spiritual healing session with Alida Morell. Now, I do have a couple things to point out before we get into this episode. She does talk about the tragic suicide of her ex-husband, and she mentions it as not part of the main story, but it is mentioned in here, and we don't really address that too much in the issue. So if that is a trigger for you, please be cautious when you're listening to this episode. And as always, I have resources in my show notes. There's a Happy Brain resource list where you can get help if you need it for serious topics that arise with mental illness. And again, I just want to be aware of that. Now, I'm very curious about different types of energy healing, and I'm learning about it myself. Not an expert at all. I've had maybe a crystal healing session before. I've had maybe one or two other experiences, but this experience is a little bit different. The guest is a spiritual healer, and she's going to talk about things that I had no idea about. Partially, she's talking about spiritual attachments and soul attachments and different things like this. But basically, in this session, she talks about clearing energy, not for me, but from people, maybe a family member that might be hanging on to me in some way. So I encourage you to listen to this episode. And in the coming weeks or months or however it takes, I will get back to you and share a little bit more about how this experience has actually helped me in my life. Now, we recorded this a little while back. I've already seen some interesting developments from it, but I'll give you a more full report as we go forward in future episodes. So with that, enjoy this episode. It's a little different. It's a little out there. It certainly is not for everybody. So enjoy this session of Happy Brain. It is actually a session, and we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy.
So what happened is that in January of 2009, my chiropractor called me and said, "I'm back from maternity leave. I get you should come see me." And I'm like, "Really?" And I had a new chiropractor because she was on maternity leave, and I was seeing her regularly. So, but I felt funny, and I set an appointment. So about a week before that appointment, I thought, well, I'm seeing this other chiropractor this week, so I don't need two chiropractors. So I called and pushed that appointment out, but I didn't feel right about changing it or canceling it. So then the night before that appointment, I come home to when I still have an answering machine and hear the message that my appointment's tomorrow. Well, I'm not the kind of person that cancels last minute on appointments. I thought, I guess I'm going. Okay. So I go to that appointment and I lay down on the chiropractic table, and she's doing the old kinesiology with my arm. And she says, "I feel sadness." And I'm going, "Huh? I'm not sad." And then she tests me again and she says, "Yep, there's sadness." And I went, "Oh, could it be?" Now here's the tough part. Could it be my ex-husband who committed suicide a couple weeks ago? And she said, "Yes, it's him, and you need to talk to him." And she walked away. And I'm laying there on my back on the table. And I say to him, "I loved you once. I don't anymore. You hurt me and you hurt my children, and you need to leave." By now, tears are streaming down my cheeks. I felt his energy. And like it felt like minutes, but it was probably a few seconds later, she comes back to the table, tests my arm again, and said, "He's gone now. But he's up in that corner and he's really angry." And I went, "Oh, that would be him." Okay. Because he had a temper. And so what happened is I'm like, what was that? Okay. And I decided to start seeing this chiropractor every 2 weeks, and it went on for a good 6 months. And she would tell me things like, you're a crystal healer. You ought to carry a crystal in your pocket. And I'm like, duh. So I bought a crystal and started carrying a crystal. But what started happening in this year is that energy started attaching to my grandson. He was only 7 at the time. And as an example, maybe 10 minutes before dinner, he wanted a cookie. He couldn't have it. He's 7 years old. He's flopping on the floor like a jellyfish, you know, just having a temper tantrum. I'm going, that's not right. Okay. And I realized he had energy on him like I did on me. So I said to my grandson silently, to that energy, if you're not here for highest and best good, go to the light. He got up, dusted himself off, and looked at my daughter and I like we were nuts and walked away. And of course, she said, what did you do to me, right? And I explained that there was an energy attached to him and I had to figure out what it was, which I did. And literally what I'm explaining is that that energy of my ex-husband was in my space. Okay. And so by February of 2010, 1 year later, the chiropractor is now my collaborator. Okay. And she's getting information in, provides it to me. And I go, oh, I know what to do with this. And I created what I use as my clearing protocol to clear people of energies and to help them.
That's amazing. Can I just ask one quick question? Were you a spiritual woo-woo, or you know the term woo-woo, like very like into this crazy stuff, crystal healing, all this weird stuff? A lot of people are like, oh my God, what is that?
That's what I was like in this year. I wasn't anything before then. I always wanted spirituality in my life. So I knew I wanted that, but I didn't know what it meant, right? Isn't that interesting? And another comment is that I had gifts before this great awakening, but I thought everybody did. I would always know if my boss was angry with me. I'd walk by his office and do damage control. I thought everybody knew that, right? But not necessarily. Okay.
Well, and so you want to share with us some of your work to kind of some of us newbies who are really not totally aware of these energy practices. You want to kind of share some things with us to kind of give us a teaser of how you work.
How I work? Well, I work very simply, and it's been the same since 2010. So I ask the first question, which is, what's not working in your life? Is it money? Is it relationships? You know, is it your health? And I listen, maybe 10 minutes. I said, okay, well, what would you rather have? And so we do the reverse, right? Either cup half empty, cup half full, which however you want to look at that. It's always the opposite, right? And then the next thing is that we create an intention statement. It sits on the top of my protocol. And it's like nirvana, what you really want. I want a great job that I love. I want to be cure of whatever disease.
Could I give you an intention or something right now?
Sure.
So one of the things that I want in my life, I'll just declare it, love. So finding a loving relationship. I don't have that. And it's a part of my life that's missing right now.
Okay.
So that's, I'm just throwing that out for me. Maybe the listeners who are listening have their own thing.
Right.
But that's one thing that I hear, or I kind of feel.
Okay. And so what do you want instead?
I want to have a loving partnership where I can talk about all the things I'm doing in life and share and enjoy somebody's company.
Okay. So I'm writing down that's the beginning of the intention statement, loving partnership. to share your life with. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to walk you through my protocol, okay? And so the first thing I do always is, are you on our team? Yep, you are. That's the team of good and evil, okay? I can't help people that aren't on our team. Interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
You're on our team, okay? And the next thing I'm going to ask, is there any dark energy that's preventing you from having this great loving relationship? And I get no. Not in any way, shape, or form. So now what I want to do is I'm going to jump into, so that we can fit this in our time frame today, a full clearing takes me almost 2 hours. Okay. So the next thing I want to find out is, do you have any spirits? I call them spirits riding, and I get yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any souls riding? I get no. Do you have any souls attached? I get no. So back to what you have, which is, I'm going to call it spirits attached. Yes. Souls attached, no. Souls riding, no. Okay. So there's a spirit that's attached to you. So let's see who that might be. So I always kind of check, is it family? And I get yes. Now tell me about your grandfather on your father's side.
Victor Block. He was a very interesting man. He had a lot of passions about psychology, sexuality. He was a very inquisitive man. He spent time in a prison during the Holocaust era. He just was a man that escaped a lot of tragedy in his life.
Right.
He lost a lot of family. And he basically was a survivor of some bad, really bad, a bad period in history.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, I just remember him. He had books on sexuality and psychology, and he just was so fascinated by all those topics. That's what I really remember about him.
Right. And when did he pass?
He passed 1991.
Okay.
And I was pretty close to him.
Yeah, I figured, because he's attached to you and I want to remove him. Okay. So this is a real beautiful thing to do. And if you hold that thought, I need to get my clearing book.
This is live action, everybody.
This is fun. I think it's great that you asked me to do this. Okay. So to clear a spirit that's attached, first of all, they attach for loving reasons, okay? So when I have a family member that I find is attached, they want to be there because they want to help you in your life. But guess what? They're not helping you. They're not. There's no way this is a help to you. So we want to help him release. So what's interesting about my work is that I'm going to clear your grandfather. I'm not clearing you. I'm going to talk to his higher self and clear him. Okay. And I'm going to determine right now which one I'm going to be using. I got it. Okay. So I know how to clear him now. I've gotten direction, and that's through my higher self. I just know things. It's just my part of my gift. And so I'm going to speak to your grandfather and your father's side, to his higher self. Are you willing to destroy and uncreate any and all non-beneficial thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories, perceptions, ideas, or dreams that have to do with the following emotional situation that I'm going to read? It's titled Royal Highness, which is the name of a rose of pastel pink. It's a dead end, a blank wall. I'm blocked at every turn. No one gives a damn about what I want. They're deaf, dumb, and blind to my feelings, and nothing I do can ever make a difference. It's absolutely hopeless. And what makes me even angrier is that I know I'm bright and aware. I should be able to calm myself. But you can't be bright and aware when you have a white phosphorus bomb exploding in your brain. I want to smash their stupid faces. I'm so angry I could kill. Oh, how helpless, how hysterical I feel when I totally lose control. And he said, yes. And you may have felt some feelings like that yourself. Yeah. And refill with the following. Whenever we clear energy, we must refill with something positive. All right. And refill with the following. I am aware of my power to transform the energy of anger into the willingness which generates positive accomplishment within myself and within my world. He said, yes. And so we're going to just wait for a minute and let this clear. Okay. And I tell you what, he can hang out around you. He just can't be within you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I feel like more awake or something. I don't know. I feel just like this energy. I don't know. Just this. I don't know. I just feel like more present for whatever reason. Yes.
Whatever that it's because of this. Honestly, people will tell me it's almost finished. People will tell me they feel a little lighter, a little brighter, a little more aware, like you're saying. That's exactly how they feel because they've always known this such heavy energy that we pull off. Okay. So how about that?
I'm speechless. I was when I was learning about you, I was like, let's just try this because I know people are listening, and I've always been into energy and this type of work, but I have learned over the years that we're all energy. There's so much energy, and so I do believe that. I had one crystal healing session, one of them, and I was like, wow, you know, like. It felt something. Yes. And so I've had a little bit of experience, just a tiny bit. So yeah. I'm a little bit more open to it than I would have been 5 years ago.
I get it. Yeah. Well, it's, you have to say this is unusual, right? I mean, that this is not normal. And I've been doing these clearings for 12 years, these exact same clearings.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
So I have a website that you can go and opt in and receive 7 keys to awakening healing life energy. So I'm actually teaching 7 tools on this. So you can opt in for it. And where you go for that is www.awakeninglifeenergy.com.
Okay.
I'm very open to helping people. And if somebody is there thinking I need to go do this, then text me. I mean, I really don't have a problem. My phone number is 214-504-8008.
Wow.
And just give me a text and say, I could use your help. I heard you on the podcast, etc. Okay. And that's how open I am to really helping people and being there in the moment.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for this just fascinating experiential experience. And I urge people, and I will see it as time unfolds how it affects me. But I definitely encourage you, take advantage of the situation.
Yes.
You have somebody that is willing to jump in, and if something calls you, you know, definitely reach out to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's also interesting, I'll share, is that I do my full protocol and it's a 2-hour deal. It really takes time to do it, as I said, okay? And I don't leave a stone unturned. But also I can help people if they just have a simple question, if there's just some small thing that takes me 15 minutes, I break down my hourly rate to minutes and because I just really want to help people.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. And I'm very excited about this, and I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate talking to you today, for sure.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.